Boyd, we are off and running. Boyd, many congratulations. Winning gold at this All-Tech World Equestrian Games. I know how chuffed you are that you've got that gold medal round your neck.
Yeah, thrilled. I mean, I've got a huge team of people. They've been with me for 10 years through thick and thin. And we were saying today, we can't believe the plan actually came together.
Now, you started so well, but you thought perhaps, well, with such a large gap after day one, but my goodness me, you were pushed all the way.
Yeah, you've got to hand it to Iceman Chardon. He's a fighter. And normally with the 30 dressage, you can coast for the rest of the weekend and make mistakes, but no way, not this weekend.
And for you, I see you've got a plaster on your wrist, and driving a carriage with a dodgy wrist doesn't seem easy.
No, a couple of times in the dressage, once in the marathon I dropped my reins, and I didn't notice it today in the cones. I was having to concentrate too much, but so it did hinder me, but actually just made me more determined not to let it be an excuse.
So weren't you sort of the adrenaline of getting through, knowing that you could have gold, you were just putting the injury, the damaged wrist aside?
Funny enough, just on the way up to the press conference, I said to my chef to keep, can I have some more painkillers? Obviously now the adrenaline's wearing out and I can start to feel my hand.
But coming into the week, you know, you need to feel physically right, because this is a demanding sport. You know, the marathon, it's physically demanding. So any minor injury can't be helpful.
No, but you saw Thomas Eriksson with a broken ankle yesterday. I mean, he drove brilliantly on the marathon. He's so determined as well. So we're just born competitors. We just love to win.
And for you, as you say, it's been an absolute sort of will to achieve this. Does now you've achieved your dream, does it feel good now that you've got it, the reality of it?
Yeah, I mean, I had to say to myself last night, you know, there was a difference of just under 2 points with Iceband and myself, but there was a 15 or 17 point gap to third. And I just said, look, first or second's good at this level, so I'm happy. So if it's going to be, it'll be, and if it's not, I'll be happy with silver as well.
And for Australia to get a gold at the World Equestrian Games, a big deal?
Yeah, I think it's the first individual gold this Games for Australia. The eventing didn't go to quite the plan. The show jumping did well. They qualified for London Olympics. So, yeah, it's a huge thing for driving in Australia.
And for you personally, I mean, you're based in the UK, but will you get a chance to celebrate back in Australia this success?
Yeah, as you know, Leicestershire in January, February is not pleasant. So I tend to Scarpa and go back to Australia for 2 months, warm the bones, and I come back. I'm keen to get back to the UK, though.